How you guys doing? My name is Brandon Marshall, new wide receiver for the New York Football Giants. Let's get the business out the way. I see some of the old Jets on the beat writers here. Sheldon Richardson, question. Go ahead, open up.
Brandon, how do you feel about Sheldon's talent?
You know what? You know, it's third or fourth time, you know, we've gone down that path. And like I said, you know, it was a tough year for us. And the National Football League is not unique. There are 31 other teams in that same position trying to fight to get to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, and it didn't happen for us. We had high hopes coming off of that first year. We were all together in 2015 and kind of blew up in our face, so we all were disappointed.
I mean, everyone knows you guys got in an argument, but when he says Brandon was doing things and I was the one calling out for him, do you know what he's talking about?
No, I mean, you know, I'm not a perfect guy, but I worked extremely hard to get in the position I'm in today. You know, the first couple years of my career was rough, you know, and a lot of it I did myself, you know, hurt myself. And, you know, since that point, once I figured things out, I've worked extremely hard to be a better person and worked extremely hard to be a better teammate, a better father, a better husband. And I'm proud of where I'm at today. You know, I wake up every single day trying to make a positive impact in any room that I step into. And, I mean, you guys are around me every single day, so you know the type of person I am. And that's not going to change here. Extremely excited about being in this organization. Rich history, probably a top three organization in the National Football League and maybe one of the best organizations in all of sports. You know, you hear about it. And, you know, it's a known thing across the league, but when you're in here, you can feel it. Had opportunity to sit at the desk with Bill Simms for a few years, Showtime inside the NFL, and, you know, he's always talking about it. And you know, I thought, you know, he was just blowing smoke up my butt, but this is truly a special place. You know, the difference between this place and others is, you know, every organization you go to, you find a person, whether it's in the equipment room or in a cafeteria. They've been around 20, 25 years. But every department, you hear of people being here 13, 14, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years. And that's special to keep the team together.
Does it bother you, though, what Sheldon said? I mean, given all the work you've done and everything?
I mean, I'm human, so, you know. Like I said, the first couple years of my career, more than the first couple years, probably the first five years, I wasn't responsible with this amazing platform that we have. And once I got that, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, I ended up at McLean Hospital in a 3-month outpatient program. I studied dialectical behavior therapy, mentalization therapy, self-assessment. You know, I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. And you know, there was probably the most phenomenal experience for me. And the reason why is because that's when I realized that this was just a platform to fulfill my purpose. And I truly believe that my wife and I's purpose is to help bridge the gap in the mental health community. And it makes no sense for me to walk into this organization in this locker room and blow that up. Because this is easy. I've been doing this since I was 6 years old. Father Time, you know, will win eventually, but until then, I'm just going to continue to kick my own butt and work extremely hard so I can continue to have a voice. You know, we're doing some amazing things in the community and really saving lives. And, you know, we got to continue to fight the fight.
What's your weight? Like sleep.
This thing, when you get older, you know, it just happens. But I am 230, and yeah, I think I'll play right around there.
What did you play at, like?
Well, I remember last year in camp, I was on the Todd Bowles diet, and I came in at 224. I think that was a little too low. I think I played at 228, 230 last year. I think this is the right weight for me. I love it. I feel great.
There's been a lot of attention paid to two players who aren't here, OV and Odell. What is the mindset of players who are here about teammates who aren't here? And Odell in particular, is there any concern on your part that he is not here in particular?
I mean, obviously, you know, when he's been here, we've gotten great work, and you know, he's a special talent. You know, of course, it's always good when you have, you know, your full team there, but you know, he's out working hard, and that's one thing I noticed about him. He's a freak. First day we were running sprints, he was playing with the rest of the receivers. You know, we were running extremely hard and, you know, at full capacity, and he would just jog, and he'd be 10 yards in front of us and then stop and let everyone else beat him. You know, it's just special to see this guy work. He is truly a freak. I didn't get it from afar. I just thought, you know, yeah, you got Eli Manning, and you're throwing the ball to him every single time. Of course he's going to catch the ball. Then he has the one-hand catch, kind of put him on the scene. But this kid is the real deal. He's special. He's a freak. I mean, I just watch everything he does. One day we're in the weight room, and he was hanging from the bars with one hand and then fell and caught himself on the other hand on the floor. I know you can't follow what I'm saying, but for him to have that type of body control, you know, it's just unbelievable. He's probably the best athlete that I've ever seen. I mean, he can kick a soccer ball. He can kick a football. He can throw a baseball. He can hit a baseball. I'm not saying I'm envious, but dang, I wish I could be him. He has cool hair. You know, like, what doesn't he just signed the biggest deal in freaking shoe deal in football history. Dang. I wish I had that, man. That's awesome.
So you have gotten some work in together here with him?
Yeah.
In what context?
Like, the same, the teamwork. The same, mm-hmm. The work that we've had, you know, so he's not here right now, obviously. But I know he's handling his business. And he'll be ready when he comes in.
Brandon, you're working with some. Watched you so closely in your battles with Revis on the field. Now with Janoris Jenkins, he was mentioning that with you, Sterling, and Odell, he can challenge himself in so many different ways. With Janoris, with Jackrabbit, do you find yourself challenged?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been blessed my entire career to have that type of competition in practice. Champ Bailey, Darren Williams, Vontae Davis in Miami, and Peanut Tillman and Tim Jennings in Chicago, and Darrell Revis with the Jets. And now I have, you know, three guys that can really compete. And the first couple of days, I've really been competing against the Rabbit and getting used to that name. And he's special. Like, I won one today. I caught a go ball and then, you know, came back. And he wiped that play out, and he just shut me down on an end cut and a 15-yard comeback. And there was a few other plays where the ball didn't come our way, but it was great competition. And I appreciate that because, you know, I'm not going to come out here and be embarrassed. So I know he's going to bring it every day, and that means I have to do the same while I'm going to be on, you know, on the film and not looking too hot.
Brandon, what's it like working with a bunch of younger guys? The Giants brought in Evan Engram this offseason via the draft, but they also have a bunch of young guys like Sterling Shepard's entering second year. You also got Tavares King and Roger Lewis. What's it like mentoring these young guys, watching them grow and develop?
Well, I think it just happens organically. You know, for me, like I said, I have a wealth of experience that they can pull from organically. And whenever that happens, you know, I'm always open and happy to give advice. And, you know, I just think that this is a special locker room. So much swag. I've never been on a team with so much swag, so much dancing. You know, guys dressing amazing, guys with great hair. You see, I changed my hair this year. See this? Seth over there. You know, I'm just trying to keep up with these young guys.
What's the most valuable lesson you could give them?
It's an honor. It's an honor to be in the NFL. That's the biggest thing, you know. It's truly is a blessing. Like, when I was 4 years old, you know, this is what I knew I wanted to do. There wasn't a plan B. Should have had a plan B, all the kids out there listening, but I didn't. And now I'm here. I'm living my dream going into my 12th season. And that's the biggest thing that I hope they understand is what an honor.